It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Gonna get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, and meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on a swayback nag, I came home winter with a plenty of swag. A 1 foot, 2 foot, sloop foot drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Hey, boy! Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine. Then both sit together and have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, sloop foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag. With a guitar picking out the sugar foot rag. Gonna spend my money and get on a jag and swing my honey to the sugar foot rag. I walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle where the shoes fly for. 1 foot, 2 foot, sloop foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Take a little jig, then a zig and a zag with a quick little flail and a sugar foot rag. Fiddle at drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. I take a little jig, then a zig and a zag. Get out picking out sugar foot rag. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, my, what a tongue twister that one is. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, friend. Thanks a lot.
And here he is, friend. Rod Frasby.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Foley. Mr. Foley, I think I'm just before having a mighty terrible accident. I'm so scared I don't know whether to scream or just go bald-headed.
Rod, tell me this. What kind of an accident are you about to have? Here?
Well, while I go backstage there, I swallowed an egg.
Swallowed an egg?
Yes, yeah, swallowed an egg, and I'm afraid if I move, it'll break, and if I sit, it'll hatch. Hi, Henry. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. Hey, Mr. Foley.
Yes, Rodney.
You didn't hear about the terrible accident my Uncle Sipe had, did you?
I don't believe I did.
Old Flitter, he just had a terrible accident. Yes, sir. In fact, the doctor had to take some skin from his head and graft it onto his knee. Now, every time he passes a lady on the street, he tips his kneecap. Foley, do you like poultry?
Poultry?
Poultry.
Oh, poultry.
Not poultry, poultry.
Yes,
anybody
right.
Likes chicken.
Yes. There's some poultry I enjoy, yeah.
You like poultry?
I sure do.
You know some?
Well, I know.
Tell me a little hunk, will you?
Well, I got something here. Let's see how you like this.
I love poultry, boy.
Let me get from a good voice here. He who kisses and runs away lives to kiss another day. Shakespeare. You got one you could give me?
Shakespeare.
That's what it says, yeah.
There's one for you, Mr. Foley. The boy sat on top of the boxcar, and his feet drug the ground. Longfeller. Shakespeare. Well, sir, I'm telling you, howdy, friend. It's sort of hot tonight, ain't it? I'm having trouble. I bought me a hotel in Hornwall last week, and there was a show troupe come to town, one of these here tent show troupes come to town, and the leading lady come over to the hotel to get her a room. Something flew in my eye right there. Must have been a flash bulb. And this lady walked up. I was behind the desk there, just like a human being, tending to business. Everybody's business but mine. And she walked up there and she says to me, says, "Are you the proprietor?" I says, "No, ma'am, I just own the place." She says, well, I want to get a room. I says, all right, lady, sign your name. Just sign your name. And I turned the book around, and she signed her name in there. She says, by the way, do you have a bath? I says, yeah, I do when I need one. So she checked in and started upstairs. I showed her where her room was. I didn't have time to take her valises up there. And she turned around to me and says, by the way, how's your mosquitoes? I says, they was all right the last time I seen them. They was doing pretty good. She got up to her room. Excuse me, Henry. She got up to her room and she says, she turned around and called me on the telephone and says, hey, there's a little old rat squeaking around up here in my room. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? Come up there and oil him? Next morning, I was working in the coffee shop down there, and she come down to get her breakfast, and she walked up to the table there where I was and says, mister, have you got some frog legs? I says, no, ma'am, I've got rheumatism. That's what makes me walk this way.
This week, our guest hails from radio station KVOO, our NBC station down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The folks are mighty proud of this boy down there, and I want you folks to meet now the boy who brought the Hawaiian guitar out of Hawaii and made a steel guitar out of it and spread it all over these hills and plains of ours. The old steel guitar rag man, Leon McAuliffe. Where are you, Leon? Right there. Well, sir, as Bob Wills would always say, take it away, Leon. Take it away, boy. Singing one of their very fine spirituals called Dig a Little Deeper in God's Love.
I want to dig a little deeper in His love. Oh, dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love,
oh,
of
His
love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper,
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to
walk a little more like Jesus would. I want to talk a little more like Christians should.
Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love.
Well, I wanna dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I wanna walk, 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 walk. Well, I wanna talk, 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 talk. I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
One of the most inspiring old sacred songs, we think, in our book. I'm sure you folks will remember, where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone, face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me. Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Thanks a lot to you folks. Thank you very much. This is Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers to sing about my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Boys, let's hear.
When the moon goes to shining and my heart goes to pining for my Blue Ridge Mountain home, with the pine trees swaying and the hound dogs a-baying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun comes a-beaming and I start into dreaming of a place where flowers bloom, get back again, I'm gonna live till the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
It flares and passes, all we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
When the stars go to winking, then I start thinking of the girl I left behind, and I keep on a straying while I know she's a praying that I'm coming back sometime. With the old fiddle singing, I will soon be a singing to the tune of Home Sweet Home.
For I know she'll be waiting by the old garden gate in the Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Tom McAuliffe, come up here a minute, will you? You know, we want to see that you feel right at home here. Willis, is there anything we could do for you, Leon?
Well, yes, Red, there is. And it comes from Grinder Switch.
I think I know just who you mean, Leon.
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Well, sir, I'll tell you, that sure is nice to meet such a handsome feller as this here Leon McAuliffe. I say, Mr. McAuliffe, how old do you think a girl ought to be before you kiss her?
Well, gosh, Miss Minnie, I don't know. Before I kiss a girl, I'd say she ought to... Well, it depends. I mean, she ought to have... Well, on the other hand...
Well, hurry up. I'm getting older by the minute. Well, sir, I'll tell you, that there Mr. McAuliffe, he sure does tickle me. Not as much as Hezzy done that time when he tried to grow a mustache, though. When Hezzy first started keeping company with me, he sure was a caution. In fact, he is so cautious it took him 3 months to even try to hold my hand. But at the time Hezzy started going around with me, he was working for Fludge Smead as a milking hand, and Hezzy told Fludge, he says, Mr. Smead, I can't get married on what you're paying me. And Fludge says, I know you can't, and someday you'll thank me for it. Well, you know, everybody in Grinder Switch, that's where I live at, Grinder Switch, everybody up there is talking about the wedding last week. It ain't my wedding. I wished it was. The only thing I ever had on the third finger of my left hand is a wart. I'm talking about Cindy Snodgrass's wedding. She's getting married in June, and we had one of them bridal showers for her. Brother's the salty. He got her a bridal. The other night I says to Hezzy, he come over and we sitting in the front room on the double settee, and I says, Hezzy, when are you gonna change my name to yours? And he says, oh, Minnie, I wouldn't do that. Hezzy ain't no name for a girl. I invited Hezzy over for supper because I thought maybe he'd get the idea that home life wasn't to be took lightly. And first I didn't know whether to put on lots of face powder and just kind of flirt with him or bake a nice cake. I done both. I figure it takes face powder to catch them, but it sure takes baking powder to hold them. Hezzy's so... Do you think so, Red?
All right.
You're so cute, I tell you. Hezzy's cute, too. I tell you, when he takes me out to eat at a restaurant, we always split the check. Trouble is, he always gives me the bottom half. Ain't no flies on Hezzy. Well, sir, I showed Hezzy my new dress I bought the other day, and he liked it, but when I told him what a bargain it was, he changed his mind. Hezzy says $1.98 ain't enough to pay for an evening gown. Hezzy says I'd save money in the long run if I paid more for my clothes. He says when you buy a sweater, you ought to pay at least $3 for it. Maybe so, but what Hezzy don't know is, I never get out of a sweater what I put into it. Bye now, Taylor!
Thank you.
stars above. She was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played a Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright as I held her on that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. And so I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. Charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat.
Hey, let's go! Well, to hear his old string bee, man, his five-string band, you're going to take us to Little Wading down Cripple Creek. String, let's go, boy!
Leg to my knee, wait old Crip Pick when I feed. Throw up Crip Pick, going and round and throw up Crip Pick. Now let's go. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Wiggle, scooby, wiggle, and child, going up Crip Pick, stay a little while. Going up Crip Pick, going and round, going up Crip Pick. Now let's go.
Guess I'd better earn my keep around here, too, with a little ballad that seems to be catching on pretty big around the country. One called Let's Go to Church Next Sunday. Let's go to church next Sunday morning. Let's kneel and pray side to side. Our love will grow on Sunday morning if we have the Lord as our guide. Through the week we'll live and laugh and labor, but on Sunday don't forget to love thy neighbor. Let's make a day for Sunday morning. We'll go to church, you and I.
Well, since the old Milt Metz is up here, going to call a few turns. What do you say, let's all grab a partner and have a little dance. Here we go.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Chip Hartman, how you all? Bird in the cage, now you're gone. Swing your girl with a red dress on. A bird fly out, the crow hop in. Now your partner's gone again. Promenade, you know where. Rest her feet in her rocking chair.